ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key with Sheikh Rouhani on RIB English Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Dear and respected brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this series of the program of The Key, we are going to answer some of the important questions regarding the religious beliefs. In this episode, we are going to talk a little bit about the philosophy of the occultation or hiddenness of the Imam, the 12th Imam, which is, of course, one of the very significant issues that must be dealt with in this kind of programs. The question regarding the occultation of the Imam are different questions. One of these questions, which is again important, is this, that why is Imam hidden? So one of the reasons that Imam is hidden is this, that all the forefathers of the Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, the 11 Imams, all of them were poisoned, killed, and murdered by the evil rulers of their times, from Imam Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salatu wasalam till the 11th Imam, Imam al-Hasan al-Askari. It seems that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to safeguard this Imam against the evil rulers, the tyrants and the oppressors. That is why actually it was a divine decision to safeguard this Imam against the evil, let's say, rulers. So that's why one of the reasons that he is hidden is this, that whenever the conditions or situations were paved the ground for the reappearance of this Imam, he will reappear. But now the question is that during this time, and particularly in his major occultation, what is the reason behind it, and why is Imam hidden for this, let's say, a long time, more than 1,000 years? And what are some of the benefits of the Imam while he is in his occultation? This is the question that we are going to, inshallah, try to, in this series of the episodes, we will try to answer this question. Regarding the ghaiba or occultation of the Imam, there are riwayat and ahadith. I wanted to shed light on these ahadith, which are related to the Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, and the benefits of the hiddenness of the Imam to the people, to the ummah and nation. In riwayat, in ahadith, when we refer a very nice point mentioned in some of them, which is saying that Imam is like a sun behind the cloth when Imam is in his occultation. In traditions, actually, or ahadith, the manner in which the Imam beings benefit actually from the existence of the Imam of the time is likened to the manner in which they benefit from the sun behind the clouds. For instance, Sulaiman al-Asim actually asked Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam that how can the people benefit the hujjah in occultation. In reply, the Imam said that it is the same way that they benefit from the sun behind the clouds. According to Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, when Imam is in his occultation, he is like the sun behind the clouds. And of course, since the creatures, the nature, everything benefits from the sun behind the cloud, same is the case with the people when Imam is in his occultation, and the people will be benefited by the Imam. So this was one of the responses given to this question by Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. And in this program, I wanted to mention this very beautiful and meaningful response of the Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, that likened his hiddenness, his ghaibah, to the sun. So sun is a very beautiful example to explain it. Thank you very much. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
That was Sheikh Rouhani in the program The Key on RIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.